Parshas Lech Lecha, Rapam Zecha Tzadik Levracha, brought out a real powerful concept. We know that Avram was faced with this difficult test of Lech Lecha, how when Hashem commanded him to cut all ties from his homeland and his birthplace, his family, and go to a land that wasn't designated. He didn't know, and he wasn't told where to go. And Rashi says that the purpose of that is because Hashem wanted his arrival at the final destination to be precious in Avram's eyes, and also to give him a schar for every word that of Hashem that he obeyed. Now the Stipler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in Birchas Peretz, brings an important point to learn from this. We see Avram Avinu was traveling to an unknown destination. He didn't know where he was going, so there's an anxiety there. Where am I heading? Maybe I'm heading in the wrong direction. Maybe I'm going further from where I'm supposed to be. When he finally arrived in Eretz Canaan, he had such a simcha that was much greater than it would have been if he would have received precise directions in the first place. And because of that tshuka to reach Eretz Canaan, that tshuka was actually heightened by the fact that he had obstacles in his way. And the Stipler Goyin in Birchas Peretz says that this concept could apply to Limud HaTorah too. Very often a person struggles to understand a piece of Gemara. He doesn't understand the meaning. He gets frustrated, but he doesn't give up. And he works and works till he finds a resolution with Hashem's help. And finally, when he does solve the problem and it's clear to him, then he has a tremendous simcha, more than if he would have understood it immediately. And this is a nechama for so many who learn, and you know, who their learning requires effort. If a Talmud fights his natural feelings of discouragement and doesn't give up, he will be matzliach. And memory is dependent on your original impression of acquiring it. So the more you struggle, when you finally achieve that understanding, it sticks to you. Rav Chafetz Chaim writes about an old man that remembered every detail of the visit that the Russian Tsar visited his tiny village more than 80 years earlier. And the old man recorded exactly the white horses that was there, the royal coach, exactly how many soldiers there were, and so on. He remembered how the Tsar waved his hand to the crowd, and he described every single detail. How is this old man able to remember something so clearly that occurred over 80 years before? It was because that visit was momentous in his life. It made a great impression on him. So it was stored in his memory. And that's why Gedolei Yisrael, how they became great and carried so much Torah in knowledge in them. Now it's true that many of them, Baruch Hashem, were blessed with very sharp minds. Some of them even photographic memories. And that definitely helped together with the Asmada. But many of them did not. They did not have those type of minds. And the reason and how they became tremendous Talmidei Chachamim and Gedolei Yisrael was not because of their sharp minds or photographic memory that they did not have, but because every piece of Torah that they learned was so precious to them that it left such an impression in their memory. It stayed with them. He brings down very interesting. The Chedor Hashem Gedolim brings down from the Ur Zerua, and it was from someone, Rabbi Yitzchak of Vienna, and he wrote Ur Zerua, Sefer and Halacha, very well known. And why did he name the Sefer Ur Zerua? Because he had a Shaila. There's Akiva, how you write it. The Mishnah in the Gemara says, you know, sometimes it's spelled with a hey at the end, Akiva, and sometimes it's spelled with an Aleph at the end. Our practice is to say it with an Aleph. But he was going back and forth in Halacha B'negeg, the Inyonim Get, and other types of Halachas where you have to spell it correctly. So he looked, and he felt that it was with a Hey. We don't Paschal like that now. The Taz, the Gris Moshe, says that that's not our practice. We do it with an Aleph, but he held that it was with a Hey. And he found a remez to it, which says Ur Zerua La Tzadik Ul Yishrei Lev Simcha, spells Akiva with the word with the hay. He saw that remez. He was so besimcha over it that it coordinated with the Psak Halacha that he felt was correct, that he named the Sefer Ur Zerua. You see how it's so internalized. It's brought down also a famous story that Shlomo Hyman once visited Reb Baruch Ber, and they were dancing in the middle of an ordinary weekday. Why were they dancing? He came in the middle. And the Talmud explains that for a few days, Reb Baruch Ber was struggling to understand a particular Rashba. And he analyzed it again and again. He couldn't quite get what the Rashba was trying to say. And what happened was, as Reb Baruch Ber was talking to the Talmud, the Rashba's kavana became very clear to Reb Baruch Ber. And as soon as Reb Baruch Ber grasped what the Rashba, what he meant, he took a hold of the Talmud's hands and began to dance around the table. He was so besimcha to acquire that knowledge of Torah. And he never forgot the Rashba, obviously. So the lesson from here you'll learn is not limited, by the way, to Torah. Anytime, any matter a person struggles to achieve something, his eventual success will be heightened specifically because of the obstacles that were along the way. And that should be a comfort and nechama when you're dealing with sometimes challenges in life, that yes, there are bumps in the road, but when you overcome them and you work through them, it leaves you with a tremendous, tremendous kinyan and a tremendous, tremendous simcha. That's one lesson in this week's parsha. Another beautiful lesson in this week's parsha, it's brought down, Vayotze Oise Achutza, that Hashem took Avram outside, Vayomer, and he said to Avram, Habetna Hashemayim, look up in the heavens, Svarak Oichavim, and count the stars, and Tuchal Lisper Oisem, can you count them? There, so many of them. Your children will be like these stars. The Mayana Shel Torah brings down from the Baal Shem Tov that the descendants of Avram Avinu are like stars, meaning that when we see stars from a great distance, they appear to us like tiny dots, like nothing. They're very, very small. In reality, up there, wherever they are, a lot of them are gigantic. Some of them are many, many times the size, and sometimes even giving off more light than our own sun. They're tremendous. But over here, it looks like a tiny dot. See, the Baal Shem Tov said, so too, in this world, many people look very small, but in reality, they have a tremendous greatness to them. So this hayra of the comparing Klal Yisrael to stars in particular, you see that a lesson that when you look at another person, you realize that he is like a star. He may seem small to you. He doesn't appear to have accomplished much, doesn't appear to have many miles as far as you could see. But you should gain the awareness, whether you see it right now or not, of the great potential that's within each and every person. Truth is, all humanity, Mekoyach Detzelem Elikim, to a great, great level, unless they lose it because of, you know, their rishus, that could be, but be'etzem, they have a tzelem aleichem, and certainly nishmas Yisrael, the soul of a Jew that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde v'yatzmai. And when you view each person, and certainly every Yid, as a whole world, and that allows you to realize the reality of who they really are, and you will behave towards them with a tremendous amount of derech eretz and a tremendous amount of kavod. And when you show others this respect, they will gain greater respect for themselves. This gives a person encouragement, by the way. When you look at them like they are stars, you look at them and you recognize them for the potential of what they really are inside, then that allows them very often, with that encouragement and that view, to bring out their own potential and actually actualize it, to bring out that light that they have inside of them. So this is a very important yesod that the Baal Shem Tov brings out. The next thing we need to know, another hayra in Avodas Hashem, is that it says, Vayotze Oisei Achutza, again he took him out, and he said, Koyi Ezaracha, and the Gemara in Nedarim, Rashi brings it down, it's in the Nedarim Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, disregard what the astrologers say. You know, there was a koyach hamazel, signs of the star says you will not have children. I'm going to rise you above that, and you will be zeicha to have children. And from here we learn out, the Gemara Shabbos brings down, that a mazel be Yisrael. This is one meaning of koyi ezaracha. Koyi ezaracha means be'amkus, that the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, don't fear any negative predictions from the stars. It's brought down in Megala Amukus. And this is so important. People get so nervous and predict negative behaviors through astrology and palm readings and cards and all these things. And a lot of time basically, Bisman Hazeh, they have no mamushis anyway. They have zero, you know, understanding of it, and they're just making money on saying these things. But even in the tzir that you say that it has a koyach on mazel, on the koyach of mazel or whatever it may be, you're betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an awareness of his infinite power breaks any such fear of such predictions. When you daven and you learn and you keep mitzvahs, you could change any possible negative destiny into a positive one, and there's nothing to worry about. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Taka. This parsha is so full of emuna, of Avraham Avinu. It's a very special parsha. We walk with Avraham Avinu. And we're starting to walk with the Avos. And the more you delve into the parsha, you see the depths of who the Avos were. And we could reach, at least in the Kudus, different aspects of the Avos to learn from their ways. And when we see, learn in Shemayin Esrei, after you learn this parsha and the future parshas, and you say, Eleke Avraham, Eleke Yitzchak, Eleke Yaakov, it has such meaning, and you realize you're part of it. It's in you. When you look at your hand, it's Avraham Avinu is in that hand. You came from him. Even if you're a ger in Ruchnius, you came from him. And Yitzchak and Yaakov and so on and so forth. May we zeicha to make the most of that and learn from these parshas and learn from all the Avais to become the best we could possibly be. Have a wonderful Shabbos.